First of all, William, frustrating day.
Yeah, a bit frustrated because we had a good result on there and the bikes was going well. So yeah, it's a bit frustrating, but at the same time, it's good for me because now we'll get a few miles on a new engine, so it's going to free yourself up a bit.
What would it mean to the family, whichever way around it was, so Dunlop 1-2 on the Isle of Man?
I think it'd be pretty special, to be honest. I was just thinking about that there when we were out in the track. You know, we're 1-2 at the minute, so yeah, I think it'll be a big thing now. You know, even just on the podium together will be nice. So we'll see what we can do tomorrow. Hopefully, two bikes will finish.
I was going to say, what about tomorrow? Because you've just been talking to Tim Glover there. These 600s have gone a long way over here at the moment.
Yeah, well, I've had quite a bit of bother with mine, just silly wee things. So, as I say, I've got a brand new engine and it was running it in there in that race, really. So, it was, as I say, it's actually done me a favour because now it's going to free the engine up now for tomorrow. And, I'm pretty happy with what I've got. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
And before the race got underway, right decision?
I think they had to give it a go, yeah. Same time, you know, they knew the rain was coming in. You don't know, you have to take the chance anyway, but they'd made the right decision to stop it, you know. It's not a nice place to be in the wet.
And was it totally unrideable out there when they brought the red flags out?
No, not at that time. I was happy enough, but I think it was red flag for something else. I was told an accident, so that's, you know, I made the right decision. Eventually it was going to come in really bad, so yeah, I'm happy it's over now. We can get ready for tomorrow.